Hi, it's Brian in the media team at IOSH. I'm at the Midland Branch East District's seminar today that's all on the topic of emotional resilience. And I'm here with Professor Derek Mowbray, who's Director of the Management Advisory Service. I've been listening today, you've just spoken to everyone on the theme of resilience and sort of the role that managers can have in fostering that mindset amongst their workforce. How resilient would you say we are generally at the moment here in the UK?
The evidence really isn't very favourable. We've got data out this year about 9.9 million working days lost to stress. We've got the Bank of England saying last year it didn't understand why the level of productivity in the UK was flat. We've got people being extremely anxious about the security of their work and sort of general issues of uncertainty, all of which sort of destabilizes us. Our levels of stress are really quite high. The thing about the workplace, though, is that the workplace is a controlled environment, controlled community, and controlled by managers. So it's in their gift to ensure that the workplace becomes an oasis away from all of the other stuff which hits us.
We've heard a lot about people taking responsibility for their own resilience, but also organisations fostering a more resilient structure. What can OSH professionals do to get their managers to see this sort of organisational benefits of resilience?
Well, personal resilience can only go so far. You can be as resilient as you like, but if the environment in which you're operating, working, is a toxic one, doesn't support you, then your attitude towards the organisation is not going to be favourable. And resilience depends very heavily on your attitude. You can decide to be resilient or not. It's not a given that you're going to be in every situation. You may decide that it's simply not worth it. It's not in your self-interest in order to expend the energy to overcome a problem. So the sort of things which you can do is to go back and talk to your managers and indeed the board of directors and say it's your responsibility to ensure that your team feels psychologically well, resilient, enthusiastic, motivated, have fun, work should be pleasure, and you'll discover that performance will go through the roof. Waiting for people to become ill and then patching them up isn't the way to go. Preventing the events and behaviours from occurring in the first place is the only way to achieve peak performance.